Well, this morning and for the last couple of days, in fact, we've been watching very closely what's going on in the Atlantic. And now Hurricane Florence has made her way ashore. And for the very latest, we're joined by meteorologist Ken Boone at the Weather Channel. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Tell us about it. The hurricane's eye now has landed.
The eye has officially made landfall. It is just on shore there. It made official landfall at 7:15 East Coast time near Wrightsville Beach, and it is slowly moving towards the west and southwest. It's just barely on shore right now, so we continue to have hurricane force winds along the coast. The rain continues to follow. We continue with that storm surge there along the coast of North Carolina at this time.
What kind of damage reports are we hearing about? Have you heard anything?
I've seen a lot of damage reports, trees down, some road signs, I have heard some reports of some roof damage and stuff in some buildings. That's the extent of the wind damage that I've seen. And, of course, the flooding has just been dramatic. We've seen a lot of flooding out of New Bern, North Carolina, which is actually well north of where the eye made landfall. And that's because they stayed in that wind just coming in off the ocean, as well as dropping a foot of rain. And so the rain that fell had no place to go. You had the winds pushing the water back up upstream, and that has just produced a ton of flooding in that region.
You know, it strikes me it must be very strange to be just outside the northern or southern edge of the eye as it passes through, as you were talking about New Bern, and you would have these horrible winds going one direction, gradually shifting around to exactly the opposite direction and just battering everything.
Yes, and the wind direction, especially along the coast, I mean, that's the key to the whole thing as far as, you know, that storm surge and you know, the flooding, that's the big key. And if you know, it is pretty dramatic. I mean, if you've been watching, people have been watching the Weather Channel, we've had a reporter at Myrtle Beach. You would think down in Myrtle Beach, which is not very far from where the eye is, they hadn't seen a lot yet. They've had winds coming in off land, so they haven't had the water levels rising yet. They've had very little rainfall, but as that storm sinks southward, they're eventually going to get into it, and this is going to impact a large stretch of the coast, whereas a normal hurricane or a typical storm would come inland and you'd have that small area that gets impacted by the eyewall winds. Well, this is going to drag right along the coast, so we're going to get a large area of coastline that's going to get impacted with the eyewall or the strongest winds associated with this storm.
It came ashore as a Category 1 storm. How long is it going to remain, do you think, a Category 1? And it's moving so slowly now, so this thing could stall and just continue to drop feet and feet of rain.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a hurricane most of the day. And there is the potential, you know, if the geography there in North Carolina, just southeastern North Carolina kind of sticks out, and then South Carolina kind of moves back, you know, the coastline kind of moves back southwest. There is the potential that that eye, as it moves to the south and southwest, could get itself back over water right there just because of the way the coastline works, which would help continue to keep it a hurricane. So it's going to be a hurricane most of the day, late today into tonight, maybe even early tomorrow morning before it actually is downgraded to a tropical storm. And you're right, very slow moving. So by the time this is all said and done, the thing we're going to remember about this storm is going to be the historic and catastrophic flooding, not unlike what we saw in Houston with Harvey. I mean, because we could be looking at rain totals in some places approaching 40 inches or more.
Wow. Okay, Ken, thank you very much for taking the time to check in. There's Ken Boone at the Weather Channel.